Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. McNair scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Miller reaches second base with a double. Schultz throws the ball into Burns, who tags Miller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Miller bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gosselin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Schult pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.